Dr. Moonbow, glitter cures everything.
Good morning!
Came the usual chipper and bubbly voice of the new Bright House's resident unicorn, as he flung the bedroom doors open and skipped into the bedroom, wearing her usual smile that radiated a sense of joy. Reaching the windows, she flung them open in the same fashion as she did with the doors, allowing the morning sunlight to flood into the room. Opening the windows, Izzy breathed in the sea air, releasing a sigh of relief and contentment. It was a beautiful day in the seaside town that was Maritime Bay. Unfortunately, some pony was still in their bed and missing out.
It's sunny, Sunny!
Izzy giggled at her inner pun.
Be a ray of sunny sunlight and wake up already! You're missing out, so rise up and get to your smoothie station on time!
All she got in response was a groan from her friend's bed. The sheets ruffled and the form of Sunny rolled over to the other side of the bed. This made Izzy giggle at her friend's antics. She skipped over to the side of the bed.
I know.
Izzy continued, unaware of what her friend was going through.
That was a terrible pun on my behalf, but you simply must wake up now. Maritime Bay can't have their smoothies delivered without some pony to actually deliver them.
When no response was heard from under the covers, Izzy tilted her head in slight confusion.
Or is it your day off? That's completely fine. We all want a lion from time to time. But seriously, you're missing out on what's out there. Oh, we can go to Main Melody and get Hoofacures. I hear Pippa's writing a new song. Wouldn't it be cool to be the first ponies to hear it?
Izzy then looked towards the window, which had a great view of Maritime Bay down below.
Or we can help Hitch teach a little Sparky to walk. Maybe Zip can give you some flying tips now that you know how to control your alicorn powers. The day will go to waste if you don't get up and walk out of this room.
What came out from under the bed sheets was a long groan. The sort of groan which meant that some pony was having something worse than wanting a lion.
Sunny? Are you okay under there? You might suffocate, you know.
Izzy cautiously walked towards the lump under the covers. Still, no answer came from under the bedsheets. Hesitantly, Izzy lifted the covers to reveal a not-so-well Sunny. Her poor friend had bags under her eyes, indicating she didn't have a good night's sleep. Her nose was runny, and her breathing was strained.
Whoa.
Izzy looked down at the sorry sight.
You don't look too well.
Really?
Sunny said, sarcasm dripping from every word.
What gave that away, Dr. Moonbow?
Funny you should say that.
Izzy answered before she dashed off out of the bedroom. She was only gone for a few seconds when she rushed back in, wearing what appeared to be a nurse's uniform, complete with a cap and stethoscope around her neck. A necklace hung around her neck with a red cross.
Please don't tell me.
Sunny slurred, but Izzy beat her to the punch.
That's right, my patient.
Izzy declared with a hoof to her chest.
Dr. Moonbow is here to make you feel better.
Do I need to ask where you got that getup?
Sunny asked, as her eyes wandered up and down Izzy's costume.
I never really had any pony to play dress up.
Izzy explained.
Thought this would be the perfect time to be your good doctor until you get all better.
Izzy moved over to the bed, helping Sunny to sit up straight, using the pillows to get her into a comfortable position.
Now, Miss Star Scout, you be a good patient and wait here while I go and make you a nice bowl of soup.
Thanks, Izzy.
Sunny thanked, unsure what her day will entail. Izzy's smile somehow grew by double the normal size as she hopped downstairs towards the kitchen. The sound of pots and pans being moved around told Sunny that Izzy was going to create quite the mess in the kitchen.
I know that she's my friend and all.
Sunny face-oved.
But somehow, I get the bad feeling she will only make me worse than better.
Sunny leaned across to a nearby bookshelf. With nothing better to do than sit in bed until she gets better, she decided to read one of the many legends of old Equestria, The Changeling Invasion of Canterlot. Sunny thought as she read the book.
I remember Dad telling me this story when I was a filly.
A few more minutes of reading later, and Izzy bounced back in. She sunk back a little at the sight of Izzy. green, thick liquid was splattered all over her from head to tail. Her once neat and pristine white uniform was now stained green, making it look like a bad doctor's costume for Nightmare Night. If this is how Izzy looked now, she shuddered at the thought of what state the kitchen was in. Looking at the green stains more closely, Sunny could have sworn that the bowl of soup in front of her sparkled a little. Although that might be a trick in the lighting. But her suspicions were confirmed when Izzy, or Dr. Moonbow, trotted over to Sunny's bedside and presented her with a steaming bowl of soup on a tray, along with a few slices of bread and a small bowl of butter. It looked good to the eye, but taking a closer look, Sunny found tiny sparkling dots in the soup.
Izzy?
Sunny looked up to her smiling friend.
What did you put in the soup?
It's a very special vegetable soup served Izzy style.
Izzy answered happily.
Izzy style?
Sunny raised an eyebrow, hesitant at what Izzy's answer will be.
I've added some edible glitter to the soup.
Izzy answered, as if it was the most obvious thing in all of Equestria. Since it was Izzy, Sunny should have known that Izzy would do something like that.
Why?
Well, duh.
Izzy waved a hoof.
I'm not that silly to put actual glitter into the- No.
Sunny cut her off with a wave of her hoof and shook her head.
Just why did you put glitter in the soup in the first place?
Because glitter heals everything.
Izzy answered simply. Silence followed as Sunny processed what Izzy just said.
I'm sorry, but you lost me.
Sunny laughed hesitantly.
Glitter heals everything.
Izzy repeated herself.
And how do you know that exactly?
Sunny asked.
Trust me, I'm a nurse, and glitter heals everything.
Izzy said.
When did you become a doctor?
Sunny asked, the gears in her head turning.
The cancer net.
Izzy answered, as if it was the most obvious thing in all of Equestria.
I'm pretty sure that's not how-
Sunny didn't finish her sentence as Izzy raced towards the bed, leaned forward, and placed a hoof to Sunny's mouth.
Now you be a good patient and drink every last drop of your soup.
Izzy said calmly, but Sunny heard an underlying tone of authority underneath it. Sunny just stared at her friend with wide eyes. She was only in the hospital once when she had a nasty skating accident, and Izzy's authoritative voice matched what the nurses told Sunny when she was bedridden with a broken hind leg. Sunny glanced down at the sparkly bowl of soup, then back towards Izzy, who released her hoof from her mouth. Hesitantly reaching for the spoon, she scooped some up, blew into it, and popped it into her mouth. She chewed. She chewed again. The edible glitter surprisingly didn't make the soup grainy or difficult to contain in her mouth. The fresh vegetables were surprisingly refreshing and made the soup explode with flavor. She managed to swallow it and beamed.
Whoa.
Sunny breathed a sigh of relief.
That was surprisingly good.
What did I tell you?
Izzy giggled.
Now you be a good patient and drink all of that soup. I don't want to see a single drop by the time you're done.
Sunny laughed and began chowing down on Izzy's soup, savoring the flavors with every slurp.
You know,
Sunny said, once her bowl of soup was consumed.
I thought my day would be one of the worst.
I can imagine.
Izzy nodded.
Being cooped up in a bed sounds like the worst day imaginable.
But you know what?
Sunny added.
The best kind of healing is having a friend.
Oh, just like what you said about how Princess Twilight would do everything with her friends. When they learn something, they call it a friendship lesson.
Izzy bounced up and down.
Did we do a friendship lesson? I think we just did a friendship lesson.
I think we just did, Izzy.
Sunny laughed. Izzy was about to cheer, but sneezed. Sunny looked up and noticed Izzy rubbing her nose. Sunny surprisingly felt quite good after consuming her meal.
Izzy, you okay there?
Sunny asked from her bed. Thankfully, the soup gave her enough energy to get out of bed finally. Pulling off the covers, she trotted up to her friend.
Great.
Izzy sleepily wandered over to her bed where she collapsed on top of it.
Well, here we go again.
Sunny giggled.
Looks like you're the patient now.
You got that right, Dr. Star Scout.
Izzy mumbled. She pointed to her closet.
There's a spare nurse's uniform in the closet if you're considering it.
Izzy said as she made herself comfortable. Sunny considered Izzy's proposal before shrugging and making her way towards the closet. Rummaging through her friend's clothes, she found what she was looking for. Putting it on and adjusting her hat, she turned towards her patient.
Now, my patients, you stay right there while I go make you some herbal lemon tea.
Sunny giggled.
My dad always used to make me one when I was down.
Whatever you say, Dr. Star Scout.
Izzy giggled as she laid down on the bed and closed her eyes.
I'll look forward to your tea and a daily dose of friendship.
Sunny chuckled as she tucked her friend in and headed down to the kitchen, ready to begin her new role as a nurse.
Being sick sucks. But you want to know what doesn't suck? Hot nurse roleplay.
Okay, Jesus, never mind. Anywho, let's forget I said that and let's get on to our miraculous donators.
Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Saru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon, Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, Stu Hex, Swordbrother, and Mortred, Omicron, Lyra, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Rizel, Battiswaffle, Shadowmoon, Luigi88, Chancellor Crest, BigSmoke369, Bobcat GGF, and many more fancy people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.